Meet Yelp for Restaurants. Not the software company, but the people who love restaurants so much they formed a team dedicated to our industry. Before Catherine joined the customer success team, she managed the Modern in New York. Yeah, that Modern. Before Julia joined the team, she worked at Au Cheval in Chicago for half a decade. Yelp is for restaurants because our people are restaurant people. Meet the new Yelp at restaurants.yelp.com/podcast. Welcome to Restaurant Marketing School. I'm Josh Koppel, a Michelin-rated restaurateur. Together with Chip Close, we're unpacking the tools and tactics used by million-dollar marketing agencies to help you grow your restaurant. Join us daily for a marketing tip you can use in your restaurant today. Today, we're talking about frequency, recency, and monetary spend.
Marketing has a lot to do with direct sales and the infomercials and all of the direct mailers of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. We like to think it's something different, but it's really not. And one of the things in direct marketing, direct sales, mail sales, all of that, they think about is frequency, recency, and monetary spend. And man, is that not the most important thing that we should be focused on in the restaurant? I want to know the frequency, right? How often do you come? Recency, when was the last time you come? Meaning, are you still coming at the same sort of cadence that you used to come? And how much do you spend when you come here? That's the holy grail. If we can identify that, if we can understand frequency, recency, and monetary spend, we're going to be golden. Again, we've talked about this on episodes past, but now we've got technology that all integrates, right? We've got POS software that integrates with reservation software. For a long time, we were kind of hamstrung. We had every restaurant had two pieces of software and they didn't talk to each other, right? Up at the front, we had the reservation book that told us who's coming in, anything interesting about them, and when the last time, you know, how often they come. And then the POS housed all the information about how much they spend when they come here. And maybe if they were a big spender, we would run up to the open table or whatever and type in big spender, PX, something like that. But now these software pieces can talk to each other. And now it becomes really, really important. Now we can understand exactly when they're coming, how often they're coming, when was the last time they came, and how much do they spend when they come here. And I think what we'll discover is that the people that we thought were regulars aren't really VIP regulars. It's good to have a regular, but VIPs are different than regulars, and VIP regulars are a different thing altogether.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that for those that could be potentially overwhelmed by three more numbers to track, and thinking about the thousands of people that are represented by those three numbers, what we can do here is we can look at trends. I think that if you look at your trends in customer frequency, recency, and an average customer spend, I think you'll be able to accurately determine the overall health of your business.
So what's really important to me, and I think it's really important to you, is keeping things actionable. And if we can start getting this data, then we know where to take action and in what way to take action. So if we're faced with 50 reservations coming in on a given night, they all look the same to us. But when we start gathering this data and we can see, oh, they come here a lot and they've been here actually a lot recently, three times in the last 2 months or three times in the last 2 weeks, we start getting a sense of, okay, we want to give them some special attention, right? Oh, this person really has been spending a lot of money recently and they're here quite a bit. Well, let's get them back to their old frequency. They've been here recently, but we don't see them with the same regularity as they used to. It just gives you a way to take action, tells you where you should be looking. So 50 reservations on the book. Now you know the 5 or 10 that you should really zero in on. And that's what I like to focus on. Where should you be taking action and how should you be taking action?
I know that fear. The fear of losing everything, or almost as bad. The fear that you'll have to grind on for years at the restaurant without things ever getting better. Hope is nice, but you need help. So I'm going to leverage my 20 years in this industry and the 200 interviews I've done to give you the help that you need. I'm hosting a free webinar this month called The Scaling Session. Over 90 minutes together, I'm going to lay out exactly what you need to do to scale profitability, scale brand awareness, and scale customer frequency. Go to restaurantwebinar.com to sign up today. To make sure that everybody gets what they need from the event, seating is limited. I'm only allowing 25 guests so that you all get the individualized attention that you deserve. Go to restaurantwebinar.com to secure your spot today. If you want to hear previous episodes or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/marketing school. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, please leave us a review. I'm Josh Koppel, and you've been listening to Restaurant Marketing School.